FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The doctor is in.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Hey, Dr. Randy Tobler, good morning, my friend. You were listening to a lady who showed up at a city-county merger meeting last night, and she seemed to have a lot of really good questions.
Yeah, the folks are really engaged in this matter, aren't they?
Well,
as I understand it, they're limiting the attendance at these town halls to, 150 or so?
Yeah.
But at least there's some good debate going on.
They need to be engaged. Just for people that don't pay as much attention to this as I do, Better Together withdrew its petition to the state last week. They resubmitted it yesterday with a few minor details that changed, but the bottom line is it's still an unconstitutional effort to circumvent the votes of the people whose lives would be directly impacted by it. Nothing's changed in that effort.
I think that's the linchpin problem here. I mean, I don't think anyone would disagree with, in the spirit of our constitutional republic and everyone having a say and issues getting a good debate and finally a vote. No one would disagree with the people who want this to float it. But I think that we would expect the people who are affected by it to have, the final say in the word. And this issue about going statewide, and they claim, of course, they're resting on the laurels that that's a constitutional requirement. Well, not necessarily. Can't you propose the same thing as the Metro League is, through doing that?
The Muni League, Yeah, well, we had Dr. Terry Jones on. I heard him on your show. I had him on last week, and he really laid all this out right after it rolled out and explained why he was even more opposed to it after reading it than he was with the theory beforehand. So it was great to get him on. So that was a great resource, and I appreciate that. Randy, did you get a chance to hear the guest that I just had in the studio on Israel?
I did.
I think it's fascinating for Americans to get the viewpoint of somebody who actually lives and works and serves the people of Israel as to what really goes on over there. Because I don't think many Americans, and I'll be quite honest with you, and I'll take the heat for saying this, I think a lot of Jewish Americans don't fully appreciate the day-to-day life of Israeli citizens and the risks they face on a daily basis to live in Israel.
You're right. And when you talk to folks that live under that constant threat, I mean, I think we've had just a fraction of a taste of what it must be like to know that at any time, in any place, at any gathering spot, for any reason, you can be attacked by some kind of a terrorist. On the other hand, there seems to be, ironically, some harmony that can exist, So, again, the political forces that inflame and foment people seem to dominate the culture. And that's a crying shame, because it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, you've got this Ilhan Omar, one of the two congresspeople who of course have been elected here, who are Muslim. And there was a lot of noise made about that around election time, about what a big deal that is. Well, then this lady comes out and accuses anybody who supports Israel of only doing so because they're getting money from IPAC. And then you have Rashida Tlaib, the lady who dropped the F-bomb on the president, apparently in front of her 6 or 7 year old son, because she hates him so bad. We find out today that she's written a guest column for Louis Farrakhan in the publication of The Nation of Islam. This gives you an idea of where these folks are coming from with their approach to Israel.
They are just unabashed in their hatred and their just venom towards Israel. And what's amazing is it's getting play.
Right.
I mean, I guess I can understand it. Farrakhan's been around for a long time, but I mean, he's been considered just except for the very few people that follow him, an absolute outlier and someone to be shunned and with whom you don't want to be associated. But now it's leaking into the mainstream. And that's a scary, scary thing. I mean, the fact that Keith Ellison is the associate chair of the DNC and this Oman, and then you got Tlaib, and they're getting away with this rhetoric. And it's apparently gaining enough foothold to get them elected, which means that there's a growing group of supporters and a growing voice for that radical sentiment. And this is what scares me. So many Jewish folks that I know back lock, stock, and barrel the Democratic Party. And if this is what's becoming of the Democratic Party, I guess these folks have either abandoned the Jewish people in Israel, or they just choose to reject this very, very large and growing plank of the Democratic platform.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The president had a great rally last night. He talked about American security. He talked about border security. He talked about how great the economy's going. I was sitting there watching that, thinking to myself, he made a comment at one point. Why the hell would we want to go back? I know he took a lot of grief for saying that during the campaign. What the hell do you have to lose? But he made the comment last night, why the hell would we want to go back? And I think that his point was high unemployment, higher unemployment than what we've had, an economy that wasn't working, growth that we were told the new normal was 2% growth, and we'd never be able to beat that. He's beaten it hands down. His approval rating has bumped to 52%. And the left, they're losing their collective minds. They can't wrap their minds around the fact, Randy, that independents are starting to see the why we wanted this man to be president of the United States.
Well, it's funny how they're benefiting from it, and yet they insist on detracting from, diminishing, and eroding the realities of the success. I mean, from a messaging standpoint, it's that the hatred runs so deep for him personally that they even reject their own personal gain and those who would vote to elect them. I mean, the latest meme that I'm seeing is that all refunds are down. You know, the value of refunds are down. People are, well, yeah, but have we looked at what the people had in terms of their pockets throughout the year because they didn't change their claim deductions?
Right.
And you would think that a mainstream press, I mean, if it wanted to maintain any credulity at all, would at least try to get that part of the story out. I mean, yes, it's true that factually the refunds are down, but you have to scratch your head and ask the question, do you really want the government keeping your money and then giving you a little morsel of it back without interest while they've had it all year long? You wouldn't do that with your banker if you deposited some with him.
No. A lot of Americans
think
that.
They ignore these benefits in terms of everyday Americans, the interest groups that they tend to that back them. That is, the minority groups, the gender group, the this group, the that group. Everyone has benefited in one way or for another. Women, minorities, you name it, LGBT, everyone's benefited. And they just cannot get over their hatred for this man to admit the truth.
Couldn't agree with you more. Well said. Randy Tilber, thanks so much.